Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but it's how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show with a friend, and giving me some love by liking the show, following the show on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, on Periscope, on all of those places. You can find me How to Build a Tent. You can also email me, Matt, at howtobuildatent.com. Don't forget about the business plan contest. It's coming to an end very quickly, March 31st. If you want to know more about that, you can see episode 90 in the show notes, or you can see the official rules that are also in the show notes as well. We are part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Over to fightlaughfeast.com. Become a member. Get great benefits like this sweet mug for free when you put in HTBT in a memo field. There's also a ton of other stuff you get as well. Today, I want to talk about the big turnaround. Trump is going to be looking for his Justice Department to get rid of Obamacare. And it's based off of what happened in Texas. The federal judge ruled that Obamacare, the ACA, Affordable Care Act, ACA, was unconstitutional because it was deemed constitutional because of its tax, quote unquote, or penalty, that you had to buy insurance, and if you didn't, you got this tax or you got this penalty, depending on how you look at it. And what did Congress do? They removed that penalty last year. And so this judge, rightly, I believe, decided, I guess I'll just say it's unconstitutional, but there was a case and they ruled that it was unconstitutional. And so the Justice Department is going to be backing him up on that, which is great because Obamacare is a disaster. And it's also great because it's pitting the Democrats to have to back an incredibly terrible bill. They're going to have to support this bill. And you know they're going to do it because Nancy Pelosi tweeted, and I have here, "Tonight in federal court, the Trump administration declared all-out war on affordable, dependable health care. In the courts, in the Congress, all across America, Democrats will fight relentlessly to hashtag protect our care." Which is funny because are they trying to say that our health care system is affordable and dependable now? I don't think it is. I think when they wanted to pass the Affordable Care Act, they were saying it wasn't affordable and it didn't get cheaper under Obamacare, not at all. And the other thing, and okay, so that's the political side of it. But now I want to talk about it from a business perspective, because this is a business show. We want to talk about being successful. And part of that is coming up with solutions to problems. That's what an entrepreneur does. That's what somebody who starts a small business does. They don't just complain about it. They don't argue about it on social media. But we are the ones who come up with solutions to problems and provide value to our society. And that's what I want to talk about today and why I'm just really excited about the possibilities of this being taken away. Because if Trump gets elected again, which looks like he's going to be, I mean, the Democrats really haven't had any thing to speak of with them taking over the House again. They don't have really a strategy. Their presidential candidates are all pretty much insane. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity for Trump to get more of those regulations out of the way and let the free market, the private sector, do its thing. And we'll get into an example of that in a little bit later on in the show. I looked up some facts that were interesting. This goes to the affordability factor, that in 2016, the average person spent $10,000 on healthcare. The average business spent $8,000 per person for their employees. Now, what is significant about that? Well, as me, someone hiring somebody, I'm factoring their salary based on how much I have to pay them on top of their salary. There's a whole bunch of other fees that we have to pay. A lot of people say when you are looking to hire employees and you got to factor in the benefits, you're not quite sure how much it's going to cost, that you take 20% of the salary you're going to give them. And that's the benefits that you, the worker, don't see that the employer pays. Now, what happens if you take away those costs? Well, the employer will then be able to pay you more, the employee. and you will be able to spend that money how you see fit instead of the government through taxes, through regulations, through the healthcare premiums and how the healthcare industry is structured now. Besides that, you will be able to then take that money that was paid out to those other areas, those third parties, and allow you to do what you see fit with your money. Freedom. So that's a lot of money. So $8,000. You could get an $8,000 raise if all that stuff was taken out, and then you could do what you see fit with that money. You would have the power, not some bureaucrat writing these rules and regulations. And the other thing I wanted to hit from this Nancy Pelosi piece that I should have done before I went into the cost analysis, I apologize for that, is she says it's healthcare. It's not healthcare. It's health insurance. And when you are talking to people about this, when you are coming up with business plans, when you're coming up with solutions to problems, you need to have those two things differentiated. You need to have them divided. Healthcare and health coverage are two different things. Either you are developing products to improve people's life and improve doctors' ability to heal people through surgery, through medication, through technology in the hospital, in the doctor's offices, through scheduling. That's kind of the healthcare side. And then health insurance, covering the costs, covering deductibles, covering the fees, all of those things that you pay a premium for is the insurance side, the health cost. Those things are different, and the Democrats love to conflate the two, saying if you don't have health coverage, you don't have health care, and they're completely different things. Health insurance, health coverage is not health care, because a lot of times there are people that don't have health insurance, and they go to the hospital and they get health care still. Either they pay cash or the hospital has to take it as a loss because they're mandated to help people. They can't just leave people dying on the street. No, they have to come in and help them. Somebody pays for it, either them or the hospital or the taxpayer, depending on what the situation is. So they always get health care. It's a false choice to say that either you have health insurance paid by the government or people are going to go without care. Two different things. And they're not mutually exclusive. All right, so back to this. So $10,000 for the individual's been paying in healthcare in 2016, $8,000 for the employer to pay for their employee, and we've talked about that. And I want to kind of just dig down now into thinking about what is the problem with our healthcare system. If you step back and if you don't think in political terms, Republican versus Democrat, if you don't think about a repeal and replace or repeal altogether, which is great because it seems like Trump wants to repeal the whole thing now and not repeal and replace. Repeal and replace would have just replaced this broken law with a new broken law because the government is never going to lower premiums, which is what we're going to talk about here, is when we get down to it and get the politics out of it, when you get Washington, D.C. out of it, what are the main issues? And I really have two main points. Is one, is there are middlemen involved. Not like other transactions when you think about, when you go to buy a car or like related to our episode yesterday about buying a house, you rarely have a middleman doing the work for you. But the buyer and seller are engaged. They are in talks, they're in negotiations. You may have an agent representing you, but you're there with them. You understand the price you're paying or selling the house or selling the car for. You understand the interest rates. You understand the taxes. You understand the fees that are involved. You can do research. You can go out and look through the internet. You are heavily involved one way or the other. If you're the seller or the buyer, you want to make sure if you're the seller that you're selling it at a price where you get the most money, that you are going to get offers because you're not too high. And also from the buyer's perspective, you don't want to be taken and pay way more than you should for whatever product it is. So you're going to do the research. You're going to make sure you have a dependable product that you're going to buy, whatever it is. You're going to be doing your research. You're going to be looking online. You're going to be talking to friends. You're going to be looking for reviews. You're going to be heavily involved in the process. And when you think about healthcare, it's just not so. There are tons of middlemen. Often we just think of insurance, but there's more than that. There's your employer, because oftentimes they're negotiating with the insurer how much you have to pay, how much they have to pay for coverage, for deductibles, monthly premiums, all those things that you don't see, you're detached from. There's the middleman there. Also, the government, obviously, through taxes, they're taxing you for things that are covering other people. It's another middleman that's inflating costs. Whenever government gets involved, and prices always go up. And you know, you've seen it. I'm not going to show it here. The chart where it talks about what prices have gone up and what prices have gone down as far as per dollar. And it's like everything that has gotten way more expensive that the government's somehow involved in. Everything the government really isn't involved in that's not heavily regulated has gone down in price significantly. And it's seriously like two diverging lines. It's hard to do hand signals with both hands with notes for those of you watching. And the second part, so the one big problem is the middleman, which is kind of obvious, but it might not have been so obvious of how many different people are involved. The company that you are working for, maybe getting insurance through, the government that you're paying taxes and supporting other people through, and insurance as themselves, right? There's a conversation that goes between the doctors, the hospitals, the offices, and the insurance company. Like, how much are you going to cover? Are you going to cover this or you're not going to cover this? How much is this going to cost? Like, I guarantee you don't know how much your doctor's visit costs. Like, you may know how much you pay in a premium, but you don't know how much that doctor charges compared to the doctor across the street. And why is that? Because the transaction isn't between the buyer and the seller being the doctor selling his services, the buyer being the sick person that needs to be healed or preventative medicine, whatever it is. That relationship needs to be restored because middlemen inflate the cost unnecessarily. And the faster and the sooner we can get back to buying services, doctor services, health products like medicine, and get the insurance industry out of it, or at least get them to a place where there's more attention to the price by the buyer, and the more connected they are to the seller, the faster that happens, the more we are going to be able to get cheaper quality healthcare, because that's how the free market works. When it's a buyer-seller, competition always drives down price and increases quality, hands down, every time, because everybody wants the best value for the cheapest price, and that's never going to change. And as long as that never changes, which it never will, businesses are going to be constantly competing on those terms of how do we give better quality for a cheaper product. The second thing, besides the middleman, that's the big problem that I see, is that the price is hidden through taxes, through regulations, through insurance. And this goes through what I just mentioned. You don't know how much you are paying for your doctor's visit. You don't know how much it actually costs for your medication. You don't know how much it costs to get that x-ray or to have that surgery. You don't even think about it. You don't even think about it. You don't think about it when you're comparing fees. You don't compare fees the same way. You know, there's like when you're buying a house, there's these extra points on the interest. There's closing costs. You know about those things. You're doing the research on those things. But you don't think about that when you're shopping for your medical care, your health care. You're right. You don't go to one hospital over another hospital because you know that they're going to be cheaper for you or cheaper for whoever's paying for it, the insurance company. You don't go to one hospital over another usually because you know all the ratings and all the pluses and minuses of each. Like, sometimes I guess there's like exceptions to that. Like, my wife researches like who has a new wing for giving birth and things like that. But normally when you're going to the hospital and you're in the ambulance, there's no like connection between price and being concerned with that. Now, granted, obviously extenuating circumstances, if you have a gunshot, you're not going to be negotiating prices. But the more we can get to that point is going to be a better thing for all of us. And what this should look like, again, we want to have solutions, is we should be just like what we saw yesterday when buying a house. It should look like Zillow. You search for a hospital, you search for a doctor, you search for a dentist, a specialist, whatever it is, and you should be looking at a map and seeing a whole bunch of prices pop up. That would be the weirdest thing, right? We're not even used to that. But why do we not see that? It's because the private market hasn't been allowed to grow and mature like these other industries have that have been less regulated, because we don't think that way. We don't think like price first like other industries. And why is that? Well, a lot of it is because we've been trained to have middlemen negotiating things for us. We've been trained to have the government look out for us and not taking that responsibility on ourselves. And the more that we can provide opportunities to do that through business or individually ourselves, the better cost we're going to have, the better quality, I should say, we're going to have, and the lower costs that we're going to be able to have as well. We should be able to click on and compare fees. We should be able to see rankings, what the doctor's good at, what they're not good at, what their specialty was, what their GPA was in school, what school they went to, what people are saying about them, why people like this doctor or not this doctor, what is their bedside manner. Like, these things should be all put together in a place like a Zillow is, but it's not, because there's no need for it. There's no competition. There's no buyer, there's no seller needing to reach out to the buyer. They go to the third party. And it stifles a lot of innovation that we see when there's that relationship restored, or that's been there all along, where it's a direct buyer-seller relationship. That is so important in a capitalist society, to have that union of private seller. When you get more people involved, it gets messier, it gets more expensive, and quality goes down. The insurance company doesn't care about your quality, because they're not the ones getting taken care of. They care about price. You don't care about price because insurance is taking care of the price. You care about quality. And the doctor doesn't care about you. And obviously, okay, doctors care about you, but they don't. Their primary focus is not quality, because they care about who's paying them. And as long as the insurance company is going to pay them, they're going to do the minimum amount to make you happy, so you don't complain, and so there's no lawsuits, there's no litigation, and those kinds of things, and to make the money. And that's the danger of not having that relationship in the medical field. I hope that's obvious to you guys. All right, now I want to talk about this one company. I actually was talking with them. I told them I was going to mention them on the show. They're probably like, oh, just some one-off podcast or whatever. But they don't know there's like thousands of you guys listening. So here goes a free advertisement. They're not paying for me. They're not paying for a sponsor. Again, it's just somebody I thought was really cool, a nice business model, and I think there's a lot of opportunities beyond what they're doing for somebody in the medical field who has the entrepreneurial mindsets looking for another space to fill, maybe in healthcare. This could be a good opportunity for you. And this company is called Forward. You can go to their website, goforward.com, and I think they're just primarily mainly in like major cities, New York, I don't know all the cities, but like it's LA, New York, I think San Francisco, Seattle, and just the big metropolitan areas right now. But go check them out. It's a pretty cool just to get an idea of new private companies trying to solve this healthcare debacle that we have in this industry. GoForward.com. And they have this $200 a month subscription. And I think they have a discount right now if you're interested. It's like $100 off or something like that. And what's included in this is like preventative care, general care. You get like the 60-minute consultation with a doctor. You get a body scan. You get your labs in 12 minutes, which like usually you get your labs back in like a week or something like that. You get a genetics kit, and it's kind of like the Ancestry.com apparently kind of a thing, which is cool. Like, they see that that is really taking off, and that's something they're going to offer in this package. And then they could do custom plans, and then there's an app with it as well. And I just thought this was really cool, a subscription model to get the general benefit of just general care and be able to see a doctor and to kind of create a plan to have preventative medicine. And I just thought it was cool. I wanted to reach out to them because I'm like, well, what do you do in case you have you're going to have a baby and you need to go to a hospital, or you have to have like these like extreme things like surgery and that, how does that get covered? And they were saying that they're really like seeing themselves and angling themselves as a supplement to your insurance. But I think there is incredible opportunity here to be in place of insurance. And I tried to articulate that to them, and maybe I just wasn't pronouncing my words correctly like just now, or maybe I wasn't just being clear. But this is where I think for somebody out there who's looking for a business, there is an opportunity to build off of this model. And remember what I was saying, in 2006, an individual on average spent $10,000 a year on their healthcare. An individual company spent $8,000, not individual company, but companies spent for individuals that worked for them $8,000 a year on their health coverage. Now, $200 a month, not including the discount, is $2,400 a year. That's a savings of $7,600 for an individual, a savings of $5,600 for a business. That's a big premium to work with to incorporate somehow a supplementary insurance, that's right, where that you can also add on if you do need to go to the hospital or if you do need surgery or if you are giving birth. Like, there's extra fees to be added on to include that and get the full package. And I think one of the maybe barriers that they're going to have, and I don't know what they're doing as a company. Again, I just found them when I was doing research and I wanted to give them a shout out because I think it's a cool, innovative solution. And whenever private companies can utilize tech and big data to come up with cost structures that are going to save money, I think we should encourage that. And so that's why I mentioned them specifically. But I think one of the big barriers they're going to come up with is like, well, I don't want to spend an extra $2,400 a year on top of my insurance and things like that. But if you could say, hey, you're going to save $7,600 a month or a year for you individual, or hey, you business, $5,600 an employee, and then, oh, and just tack on this extra service for an extra $1,000 a year or whatever it could be, whatever the actuaries come up with, then that's pretty attractive. It, like, these benefits, they're not just competing on price, but they're benefits. They're quicker, their results are quicker, you spend more time with the doctor, there are more technology involved than normal doctors, and just such a savings on the insurance. I think there is a big, big area to exploit and to add value based on what these guys are doing. So if you're interested, check them out. Maybe if you're interested in their product or their service, check them out too. They have a discount right now, like I said, and they are not a sponsor. I'm just freely giving out advertisements because I think it's a great idea. If you have any more questions about that, please feel free to reach out to me. If you have questions about this topic or any other topics you want to hear us discuss on the show, I'd love to talk about them with you through the wonderful technology that we have today. And if you have any questions, reach out to me, Matt, at howtobuildatent.com. You can find me at howtobuildatent on all the social media sites, including YouTube. Please subscribe, follow me there. I really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next time.